Welcome, listeners, to The Veins of the Illawarra, a podcast that examines the people, entities, organisations and places that are the lifeblood of the Illawarra region. With me today, I have a very special guest, and she is from the Country Women's Association New South Wales, the Kirriville branch. I have Liz Caulfield with me. Liz, welcome and thank you for attending.
Thank you, Travis, for inviting us, because I'm always keen to talk about the CWA in general and especially our branch.
Before we get into the specifics of what the Country Women's Association at the Kirriville branch do, can you tell us a little bit about the history of the CWA Kirriville branch?
Yes, the Kirriville branch was actually an offshoot from the Wollongong Younger Set back in the 50s, and then in 1963, Kirriville branch was formed. One of the original members is still our patron.
Oh, wow, that's
yes.
Wonderful.
So she's 92.
And what's her name?
Ada Rayner.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yes.
So since the 60s, this branch of the CWA has been in full force?
Yes, yes.
In terms of the core objectives of the organisation, what are they and how do you help people in the Illawarra?
Well, CWA New South Wales is the umbrella organisation, and one of our main aims is to support women, children and their communities, especially rural and remote, as well as our local community here. We've been doing that for 101 years.
Oh, wow.
Yes, so it was set up by a lady called Grace Munro in 1922, yes. And the reason that she set it up was that she lived on an outback property near Bingara, up near Tamworth. And one of her children got sick and she had to take that child to Sydney for treatment, which was 2 or 3 days travel and back. And while she was away, one of her other children died back at the farm. And it became a mission for her to get medical treatment in outback, remote, rural type areas. So that was her big thing. And that was the beginning of the CWA.
And in terms of the Kirriville branch, like you said, which became an offshoot from the Wollongong one, some of those members, and you said that the lady that's still around, do they talk about those early days and what they did?
Yes, yes they do. And it's a different kind of setup, because in those days women didn't work much. They worked in the home, but they didn't go out to work. So this was a thing that they were allowed to do, more or less.
Well, luckily things, in my opinion, have changed. And changed for the better. And non-paid work is equally as important as paid work, in my opinion. In terms of the size of the organisation, how big is it in terms of memberships and what parts of the Illawarra do you serve?
Well, in New South Wales, there's 8,000 members, and sometimes they can get quite vocal. We lobby the government on certain issues, which are decided every year at our annual conference.
Okay.
Locally, there are 11 branches in the Illawarra group.
Okay.
Our particular branch has gone from 21 members about 5 years ago to 56 today.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes, so it's growing. Despite the fact that after the war, people stopped going to things because a lot of women started working. So now I think we get back some of the women who are now retired, but they still want something meaningful to do. So that's a lot of them joined because of that.
And although based in Kirriville as a branch, do you service the whole of the Illawarra from Albion Park to Helensburgh or...?
Yes, more or less, yes, that's right. We have members from Coaldale down to Berkeley. There are other branches, as I said. But we grew out of our halls at Balgowney, so we're now in the Polish Hall at Kirriville. So okay. We're back in Kirriville, which is nice. Mm.
Without impacting on anyone's privacy, can you tell the listener and myself about a couple of positive stories which exemplify what the Kirriville branch of the Country Women's Association do in the Illawarra?
We like to concentrate on involving community. So to this end, we have stalls, of course, in Kirriville, Bulleye. We do Bunnings barbecues. We talk to the community there. We also do a boomerang bags workshop, which is making bags out of recycled fabric in two of the libraries, Corrimal here and Thirroul Library. That involves a lot of community people come in. They can learn to sew on a sewing machine for nothing. We provide everything for free. And we just help them talk to each other as well. It's getting more now a social thing. Yes,
yeah,
which is terrific.
Seems like a real constructive interaction whereby you are making something that will become helpful.
Yes.
But that social interaction with each other must be wonderful
to
see as well.
It is. It's really good to see friendships blossom from people who didn't know each other before.
Mm. So not necessarily physical things or donations that you may make to community, individuals or organisations. You're actually trying to, I guess, build friendships and rapport with the community.
Yes, definitely. Yes. Speaking of donations, as you were just doing that, we had our monthly meeting yesterday and we made the decision to donate $12,500 from our earnings, from our fundraising, to local charities. Some of them are Arcadians, the Homeless Hub, Little Wings Airlift, which is like a smaller version of the Royal Flying Doctor. Mm-hmm. Orange Sky, the van that goes around.
Yeah.
Wollongong Estedford. Ronald McDonald Room at Wollongong Hospital. So they all benefited from our earnings, because it's a non-for-profit organisation. So any money that you earn is supposed to go straight out back
dispersed
into the community. Yeah.
So is that sometimes difficult for the at a meeting to then discuss, well, I guess there's many deserving organisations or people that you need to give to? Do you sometimes there's a bit of heartache about we can't give to everyone, so we've got to pick and choose
sometimes
the priorities?
Sometimes, but what I do as president is ask people, members, to think beforehand about and get their paperwork done, so that they can present their case at the meeting. Yep. Now, for example, yesterday we had seven people get up and state their case, and we were able to allocate funds to all of those, which was terrific. If we'd had any more, we just would have reduced the funds. Yes,
okay.
And spread it that way.
And for yourself personally, do you find it rewarding that when you go to Arcadian's Theatre, for example, to see a production being put on, or do you see the Orange Sky van drive around? Do you feel a sense of fulfilment that we're part of this?
Well, yes, but I mean, we always get appreciative letters and things like that, so it's nice that they do appreciate what we do. But it's more a fact that we know that we are doing some good. We don't necessarily need accolades. Yes.
And $12,000, even in 2024, that's a lot of money.
Mm.
So there must have been a lot of hard work put in throughout the year to get to that amount.
Yes. We do stalls, as I said. We do a lot of Bunnings barbecues, and it's hard work, but it's fun, you know, and we always get enough volunteers for all these events and things. We also appear on Channel 7 and doing a little cooking segment every now and then, all kinds of different things. And all of those things get us out there talking to people about the CWA. We're not just scones and jam and cream yeah. and things like that. So we do a lot of different things within the branch.
And in terms of the people in your organisation, can you tell us a bit about some of the members and the positive impact that they do have in the community?
Well, the good thing about the meetings is that anybody that has an idea is very welcome to stand up and suggest it. So one of our members had grandchildren at Kiraville Public School. So it was suggested a few years ago that we sponsor a citizenship award every year, which is terrific because we go along to their assembly at the end of the year and we present this to a year six child who just has that ability to connect with us as a citizen. We're going to expand that to two other local schools this year as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. Mm,
which is really good, yeah.
For you personally, what drives you in the role that you undertake for the CWA Kiraville branch?
I just love the job. I've been doing it for a few years now and I have the most loyal committee and everybody is enthusiastic, which really helps. And even the one, we have four or five members who are over 90. They attend every meeting and they just really contribute in so many ways. So, you know, everybody is treated as if their idea is really important. Yeah. We have an executive committee, of course, but we have, as I said, 56 members, I think, now. And to an average meeting, we get about 40 of those, which is terrific. You know, we always start with morning tea.
And when did you start with the organisation and how long have you been with the CWA Kiraville branch?
I've only been in it for about 7 years. Yep. I got in through a friend of mine who was part of the Boomerang Bags workshops that I was talking about earlier. And she gave me the contact number of a lady who was organising that. And so I went to see her to see if I could help out in that respect. And she was the president of the local CWA. So I got in that way. And then suddenly, here I was, president.
And 56 members.
Yes.
As you said before, with the Boomerang Bag program, there's an interaction with the community. But amongst each other, there must be some deep friendships.
Yes.
And ones that start off as strangers. People don't know each other, but through this organisation, friendships and camaraderie then develop.
Definitely. Because a lot of the ladies who join up till then worked full-time. They retire and they're looking for something to do. They're enthusiastic, they're very knowledgeable, so we tap into that. So yeah. Any talents that they bring to Kiraville Branch, we will find out and we will exploit them mercilessly.
Well, you've got to utilise people's strengths, haven't
exactly.
you?
Exactly.
Organisations such as the CWA Kiraville branch always have hurdles that you face. What are some of the hurdles that you have faced in the last few decades or even recently, and how do you overcome these hurdles?
Well, one of the main things was during COVID, because we could not meet physically. But what I did was send a newsletter every yep. couple of weeks. When the restrictions lifted a bit, we could start meeting socially again. We kept in touch with people with phone calls, especially the older ones, because they felt very isolated. And we just kept in touch that way. Some branches have trouble with inter-branch problems.
Okay.
But we try and deal with those very quickly. And to tell you the truth, I have never had a major problem within our branch in that 6 years.
That's
it's really good. They're a wonderful bunch of girls. They really are. We do social things as well. So we have like a sewing day at somebody's house, or we learn how to make scones or whatever. And every Friday morning we go for a walk from along the beach at 7:30 in the morning. So, and that's just voluntary. Just turn up if you want to.
Just to get together.
Yeah, followed by coffee, of course.
Well, coffee's important. Yes, caffeine's
right.
Needed.
Mm.
Over the years, you've been there several years now. Mm. What have you learnt about being part of the CWA?
I had no idea, really, when I came to the first meeting what they actually did. But the breadth of their activities is quite astounding. And it's growing all the time. So, and my confidence personally has really grown. I wouldn't have been able to stand up and talk in front of a group before I joined. I was thrown in at the deep end and I found that I could swim. So that was good. And I mean, even talking to you, Travis, I wouldn't have done that 6 years ago. I wouldn't have been on Channel 7 doing cooking shows. It would have been the last thing I was going to do. But sometimes you just have to do it.
When we're talking about volunteers, you guys have you have 56 members and have a healthy membership.
Mm.
If a person wanted to get involved, what's the best way to go about it, and where can they find you? Or if they can't find the time to donate or volunteer time, how can they be part of what you guys do and support it financially?
It's not so much the financial donations. We don't normally work that way. We make the money through stalls and things, and then we disperse it to the various charities. So we don't expect people... I mean, obviously people give us fabric and stuff to
donations
cook with and all
kind
of that stuff. Yes, yeah. But do you want to know what else we do?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Please, tell me.
Thank you. We make trauma teddies for the ambulance station and Westmead Children's Hospital, Indigenous Ward. We make quilts for Wollongong Hospital. We make beanies, rugs and scarves for the homeless hub. We give our boomerang bags to local shops and Green Connect op shop and libraries and the schools to use as library bags. We knit tiny beanies for Miracle Babies Foundation, which supports preemie babies all over New South Wales. We cover library books and run craft groups at Kirriville Public School. We have community connections with aged care units, Eileen Armstrong House and Kindy Corner Preschool at Balgownie. I've got a lovely little thank you. I'd love to read to you, if you don't mind.
Liz has got a couple of cards here that look spectacular in terms of the colours and whatnot, and I'll let her read the contents of one of those cards.
This is from Kindy Corner. They're just the most delightful children. Dear CWA, thank you, wonderful ladies, for all the creative and inspiring ideas you presented the children with in 2023. And I think the thing I like most about this card is the rainbow, but also it says how wise we are, which makes me feel about 120. So I just thought that was quite interesting. But they really love, you know, doing craft and things like that.
Well, it's amazing that the organisation can connect with young minds and inspire. You know,
a lot of them don't have grandparents around these days, so they like old people to come and talk to them.
So if someone does want to join, what's the best way to go about that, Liz?
We have a monthly meeting at the Polish Hall in Gipps Road at Kirriville. It's the fourth Tuesday of every month. Right. Yep. And we start off with morning tea at 9:30, and then we start the meeting at 10. Quite often we have a guest speaker as well, which is good.
I encourage everyone who wants to be part of change, positive change, and put love out in the community like the CWA does to get down there and have some morning tea and listen to the wonderful participants. Well, Liz, I think... it's been a privilege and an honour to talk to yourself about what the organisation does So thank you very much for being part of Veins of the Illawarra, the podcast. It is greatly and sincerely appreciated.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you, Travis.
Thanks, Liz.
Thanks to the CWA Kirriville branch and their president, Liz, for telling us about their organisation. If you want to help the CWA Kirriville branch, then please visit their Facebook page, support their stalls, their Bunnings barbecues and other programs when you see them in public. And if you are keen to join their branch, then please go to one of their monthly meetings, which occurs on the fourth Tuesday of every month at 9:30 a.m. at the Polish Hall on Gibbs Road, Kirriville. Thanks for listening to the Veins of the Illawarra. It is greatly appreciated. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a comment or a review. I'm your host, Travis. Goodbye.